प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे। गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। भक्त्या विहीना अपराध लक्ष्य सुप्तास्य कामादि तरंग मध्ये कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना विन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेत कृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरह कातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो भिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुन्ना। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जुहामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं न मां चरणन्ति। First of all, my obeisances in the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pashishmad Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of Nitya Lila Pravishta, Om Vishnu Pashishmad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj, my Diksha Guru. Especially by the mercy of my Siksha Guru, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, I am able to come to Western, Eastern countries and preaching. You know that he has so many relations with me. He was my Siksha Guru. He is my god brother of sannyas. I am senior, he is my junior sannyasi. He is friend, bosom friend. And he has written himself in the book he has shown my relation to. My relation to him was transcendental relation. You know why he came to Western countries? Because unqualified persons, they cannot search a bona fide guru. Guru is causeless merciful. He goes door to door like Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prati grihe grihe, Krishna Siksha, Krishna Diksha, Krishna. You should go and door to door. So, Swami Maharaj was so causeless merciful that he used to weep for them, for us, as our Guru Parampara too. And that is why he came not by aeroplane, by navigation, transport. And in the way he was about to die, because he had no practice, so much practice for navigation, and he lost the hope of life even, and he had written in poem. But anyhow, he came, because Krishna is also merciful. He inspired to come to Western countries. That is why he came. And he began from the hippies of Western countries and made them
happy.
In a couple of years, he preached his mission, the mission of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his Guru Parampara, everywhere in the world, in the midst of ocean, on the top of mountains, far villages, remote villages, everywhere. I'm seeing his glory. I think that you have come to me only by his mercy, by reading his books, by his preaching, by everything. So you are all indebted to him. And he also inspired me to go and preach. He wrote so many books, as you know, hundreds of books. Authentic books, Gita as it is, Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many, Easy Journey to that. So many books, we cannot count. So he was not an ordinary person. He was not a Bodhaji,
conditioned
soul. He was sent by Krishna. So he preached this mission everywhere. Wherever I go, I see his glory everywhere. You are also explaining his glory. When I see his glory. So by his mercy, I am coming, and he inspired me to come to Western countries to help. His devotee, he told me at the last day of his life, I have collected so many disciples from all over the world, millions, but I could not train them so much. Please help them. He requested, and I promised that I must help, and that is why I am coming. I mean, successfully in my mission. Here about 400 devotees, more will come tomorrow or day after tomorrow, and we will preach the mission of Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī, śrī caitanya mano veṣṭa sthāpitam yena bhūtale svayam rūpa kadāmayam dadāti sasādhanam. Śrī caitanya mano veṣṭa. Swamiji also came to establish the mission of śrī caitanya mahāprabhu. Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, not other than Krishna, Radha Bhava Dūta Samalitam, Naomi Krishna Swarupa. He is himself Krishna. To test the beauty and pranay bhava, highest class of love, to realize. Krishna wanted, but he could not. Unless he will take the help of Radhika. So he took the mood and beauty of Radhika and became Sachi Nandan Gaurhe. I want to tell about his mission. First of you know that you are part and parcel of Supreme Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By a transcendental form, we are servant or made servant of Krishna. But now covered by Maya, we have forgotten all these things. You are all have forgotten Krishna, myself too. What service we used to do, but by transcendental form, you are Jivera Swarupahaya Nitya Krishna Das. Krishna Tatastha Sakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. We are transcendentally part and parcel of Krishna, but not direct coming from Golok Vrindavan. Krishna Tatastha Sakti Bheda Bheda Prakash. We have come from the Magellan line, where Mahavishnu, Karnabdishai, is there from his light. Because we wanted to test this Maya, illusory Maya, and that is why we are dragged in this world. Those who want to be happy in this world, they are foolish. Certainly they are foolish. Like donkey, monkey, hunky. All like that. Hawks and pigs. This is the platform of Maya. Anyone cannot be happy. Because Maya is the power of Krishna. And Krishna has ordered that punish them because they have forgotten. So Maya is punishing. So those who are foolish, they will think that, oh, in this world I should do sense gratification and others. I should marry 20 more ladies and lads. And then we will be happy. But you cannot. If you will associate a high class of Vaishnava, they will tell you all these things. And they will tell the message of Nityananda Prabhu. Yathestam re bhrata kuru hari hari dhvana manisham tato va sansaram bodhi karna dayo vairave idam bahu sphotai ratiyan jahapati geham bhaje nityanandam bhajana tarukandam niravadhi. Nityananda Prabhu told everywhere, in each house, yathestam re bhrata kuru hari hari, hare Krishna, hare Krishna. Always you should chant. And if you are not happy, I am responsible for you. So I am telling also that you should chant always. You will be happy. Not if I am responsible. So you must chant. Try to forget all your businesses. Where you are, whether are you married life, where you are renounce order life, or a brahmachari, or grihastha tyagi. No harm. Where you are, sthane sthita, tanuvang manohi, prayaso jita jito api taihatan yoga. You should associate with high class of devotees, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra. So this is essential. First of all, I want to tell you that what is the aim and object of our life, especially or of devotion. Why you want to chant and remember and to do services of Krishna? Why? What is the aim of an object of your life? First it should be
fixed.
And then sadhana.
Process.
Process. Not first process and then goal. Oh, this is wrong. So try to fix your goal of your life. What is the goal of your life? What is the goal of your devotion? We can judge it by Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi chapter 3 and 4, and second chapter 7th, Raya Ramananda Sambhava.
8,
Raya Ramananda Sambhava. Then we can fix our goal of our life. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, four reasons have been told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Krishna came in the form of Sachinandan Gaudhari. Two reasons, what?
Primary cause
and
secondary cause.
Secondary cause. Prominent cause was to preach Raga Marga.
Secondary.
To preach Raga Marga by the means of Hare Nam Kirtan. And primary was Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kirdrisho Vanya Iva Swado Jena Bhuta Madhurima Kirdrisho Vamadiya Sokhan Jasya Madhagan Bhavta Kad Kirdrisi Vetti Lova Tadva Vata Samjani Sachi Garva Sindhu Hare. Where is Sundar Gopal? You should explain this sloka. Radhaya Pranayam.
Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nirikam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. There is one shloka which is found in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita which explains the confidential reasons for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Sokyam Chasya Madanubhavata Kidrishang Veti Lobhat Tadbhavadya Samajane Shachigarbha Sindhu Harindu. The confidential reasons for Mahaprabhu's descent are threefold. Firstly, Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna, wanted to understand the glory of Srimati Radhika's love. This love is very wonderful. And in Sri Vrindavan Dham, it is revealed in many astonishing ways. For instance, we know the story, we know the incident where Srimati Radhika was sitting directly on Krishna's lap. And because a bumblebee was there, a bumblebee was disturbing Srimati Radhika. And Krishna ordered Madhu Mangal to chase that bumblebee away. And in Sanskrit, the word for bumblebee is Madhusudan. But also, Madhusudan, as you know, is a name of Sri Krishna. So by saying, please, Madhu Mangal, chase this bumblebee away, Srimati Radhika, although she was sitting directly on Krishna's lap, immediately became very fearful, thinking that her lover Sri Krishna would be gone forever. And she fell into a faint and was completely overwhelmed by intense emotion. This is very astonishing, and Krishna could not understand it. He knew he could understand that he would have to come to this world as a sadhak to be able to understand something of the glory of her love. The second confidential reason for Krishna's descent is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Aswado jena adbhut madhurimaya.
She wanted to, Sri Krishna wanted to understand how beautiful he is. Bhagavan is endowed with six qualities to their fullest extent, and one of those is beauty. And this beauty reaches its perfection in Brajendra Nandan Sri Krishna in Sri Vrindavan Dham. But Krishna is not able to properly understand just how sweet and beautiful he is. He reaches the epitome of beauty when he is beside Srimati Radhika. So for this reason too, he wanted to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand this. Furthermore, Srimati Radhika, although Sri Krishna is the embodiment of all happiness, of all joy, Srimati Radhika somehow experiences even more joy than he does. This too is very astonishing to Krishna. And he thought that I must come down to this world and take the form of a sadhak and study under the guidance of Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi and Srimati Radhika herself, so that I can understand something of this and taste something of Srimati Radhika's glories.
So, four reasons have been shown. Yuga Dharma Pravarta to establish Yuga Dharma first. And Advaita Charj giving him four or how many Tulsi leaves with Manjari and Ganges water. He called, if you are not coming, I'll destroy whole universe. And hearing this, he decided to come just now. And he descended at that time, 400 years before. And then third region, anarpit charin chirak karunya vatirna kamal. Samarapayitum unnato jala sangsa bhakti siyam. Hari hapur sundar tyut kadamba sandipita. Sadaridaya kandare spuratme sachinandanaha. For a long time, what has not been given, what was not given, for one Brahma, one day, you know, the day of Brahma, how many? 1,000 Chaturjug makes one day. Very long. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared.
Once in a day.
After Krishna comes in this world. So, after so many yugas, he comes to give very important thing. Anarpit charang chirat karunaya vatirnah kalau samarpayitum unnatod jalarasam. You know, he came to preach unnat ujjala gopi bhav. That is parakiya mood. Very, very high, your class of love. It is divided into two. First, unnat ujjala ras of malli gopis, especially Radhika and her associate Lalita Vishakha. Not everywhere. Even in not Dwarka, Mathura, very high. Even Yashoda may not had that mood. Nandava Maharaj has not moved. Very high class of. This is called Unnat Ujjala Parakiya Bhav. And another is the manjari, like a manjari of a creeper. The unnat ujjal rasa of gopis is like a creeper. And sakhi, Lalita Vishakha and all, are like leaves. And rup manjari, rati manjari and others, like manjaris. In breach or wind, manjari began to dance. And then we see that creeper is dancing. If there are no manjari, no leaves, there is no beauty of that creeper. It is like dry. So Radhika has manifested herself in millions of gopis, millions of manjaris. We can have only the mood of manjari, not unnat parakiya bhav of Lalita Vishakha and Radhika. We cannot. Only the associates of Radhika. So, the conditions of here are those who have been liberated and they are in Golok. They can have the service of only Parakiya mood, the beauty of Parakiya mood, manjari bhav. Not more than that. But it is not any scarcity in this. Okay? Nothing lacking. More than Sakhis. Lalita Vishakha. Lalita and Vishakha and all other Sakhis, they cannot enter in the Kunja without the permission of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, who are always serving them. Krishna has shame from Lalita Vishakha. But Manjaris are like his body, her body. So no harm. They can be always pulling fans, doing so many services, tambul, seva, and other things. So there's nothing lacking in this, more than that. Is why Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Padabjayostava bina varadashyameva nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jasi sakhyayat darsya sakhyayate mama namastu namastu nityam darsyayate mama rasosti rasosti satyam. You can explain. You know? And Madhavara. You know? Meaning? You know.
Hare Krishna.
So,
Srila Gurudev ordered me to explain this slope. Mahaprabhu's second body, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he incarnated this world to fulfill Mahaprabhu's inner desire. He showed us the theory, but by his causeless mercy, Srila Raghunatha Goswami showed us how to do practical, how to mix all these things in proper proportion.
If you want to sit, oh, there is so much seats.
To transfer bhakti to bhakti.
Or you can come, the chair should be taken some behind and then you can come and sit. Go on.
So Das Goswami prayed to Srimati Radhika, Padab jayo tava vina varadasyameva nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jache. Rupmanjali, rendering her, Rupmanjali, Rati Manjali, all Manjalis, they are rendering their service to Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna. So Radhika became very happy. Asked Rati Manjali, oh, you can ask some benediction. So I want to give you my Sakhipad. Rati Manjali is telling, Padab jayo tavavina baradasam eva. Oh my Saminiji, if you want to give any boon, I only like to your maid servantship, not other than this. Sakhayati mama namastu namastu nityam satyam. You want to donate me your Sakhipad. I am paying obeisances unto your Sakhipad. I don't want this. Then Radhika is asking, what do you want then? Sakhayati manas, dasayati mama rasastu, rasastu sattam. I only want your maid servantship. By that I can serve you properly. So please benedict me, then it will increase day by day for the service of yourself. So when Srila Raghunatha Goswami absorbed in Rati Manjali's mood, then she talked to Radhika like this. Later on, when he came in his vaya dasa, external mood, then he composed, Raghunatha Goswami composed this sloka for, not only for him, for the whole world. How to praise Srimati Radhika? He taught us, Padab jayo tava vina maradasyameva, nannat kadapi samaye kila devi jache, sakhayate mama namastu namastu nityam, dasayate mama rasastu rasastu saptam. We have to pray also like this, under guidance of Gurudev, then under guidance of Das Goswami, then Rupa Goswami, then moreover, Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpata rupasya kripa sindhu bhaye vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vishnuvebhyo namo namah.
So this is our goal of our life. To serve Radhika conjugal, Radhika and Krishna conjugal in the guidance of gopis, especially Rupmanjari. This is that. Also, you should know more about this. Radhaya pranaya mahima kidrishaha. You know, all these three pastimes of Krishna, which took place in Braja Vrindavan, in the forest of Vrindavan. Beginning from Putana, how Krishna is Supreme Lord and causeless merciful. Those who narrate this sweet pastimes of Krishna, they are very lucky, fortunate, explaining here and there. But more superior devotee, even they cannot utter Putana. Why not?
The first time manifestation they had
immediately. Oh, at once. This sweet pastimes comes in their hearts and they are melting and they overwhelm and they fan felt. So how they are? If you will have a qualified and bona fide association like high class of Vaishnava, in a moment you will be liberated and you can achieve the aim and object of your life. And beginning from there, Rasleela, you know. Rasleela became a Brahma one day. Even moon
stopped
to move. Sun doesn't came. They are all gati.
Moments
were stopped. They became bewildered. Oh, the goddesses who were coming to hear the sweet
fruit
of Krishna, they saw Krishna and they became bewildered and they became faint in the laps of their husbands. Even clouds, even the rivers of Vrindavan, Yamuna and Manasi, Ganga and others, they were melted. Their gati was stopped. Movement was stopped. And viril came. This viril was not viril. Viril. What? Mood of thought. And they were ever felt. They wanted to embrace Krishna, but they cannot, could not. And that is why they took some flowers, lotus flowers, and gave it in the feet of Krishna. So, these high pastime, high class of sweet pastimes of Krishna, who will relish them? Who is qualified for them? Only the devotees who will hear all these things from bona fide guru or bona fide Vaishnava. Krishna is thinking that what pastimes I have done in Krishna form, very pitiful and sweet. But I cannot know the pranay mahima, means the glory of Radha's highest plane, prem, sneh, maan, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, adirud, more than that, madanakha, mohanakha, divyon ma. They are in faint, but sometimes angry with Krishna and telling him, thief.
Cheater.
So many words there. Appeasing Krishna in so many ways. In this way, in that stage, we will have to serve Radhika. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Internally and
externally.
And by this method, we can have that thing. Then our aim and object will come. Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. He is unparalleled, beautiful and sweet. But when he sees Radhika, what becomes? Venu parar nipatitam. Fruit comes from his hand. Pick up feather. And his pitambar, Pitambar mane yellow dress. Slips from his body. And even he becomes faint by the kataksh, by the crooked eyes of Radhika. Krishna feeling somewhat separation mood for Radhika, but he does not become faint. Because he has so many friends, so many devotees in whole world, so many parikas. And gopis have left everything for Krishna. There has been that chastity and other things for Krishna. So he took the beauty and mood of Radhika and he tested it in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is really aim and object of our whole devotion. But how to achieve? You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been written, Jugudharma pravartam hai ansahaite. Nowadays Kali Yuga, there is permanency of Nam Sankirtan. And it is Yuga Dharma. Even the manifestations of Garbhadasai and Khirodasai can preach name Sankirtan, but they cannot give Krishna praise. It has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think that it will be better to bring the
English edition of Swamiji.
Swamiji, that what he has written.
Anybody has that?
Oh, from tomorrow. From tomorrow you should bring. You should bring tomorrow. जुगधर्म प्रवर्तन है अनसहिते अमा बिना अन्य नारे ब्रज प्रेम दीते हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण कैन गिव ब्रज प्रेम एनी अदर कैन और हिज एसोसिएट्स लाइक रूप टू होम चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्पायर्ड they can do. Our Guru Parampara in Raganuga Marga, they can be. Sakal jagate more kare vidhi bhakti, vidhi bhakte brajbhav paite nahi shakti. In this world, there are 84 class of species of life. 84, right?
8.4 million. 8.4 million.
Kinds of?
Species.
In this, human life is very rare, about 4 lakhs. And those who are bhakta, very rare in this. Manishyanam sahasrish. Pasit jatat siddhaye siddhanam muktanam.
Jatami siddhanam kustigatikatata.
Only rare persons in this. In lakhs and then millions of persons. Only rare one is doing bhakta. And they are doing only Vaidhi Bhakti. But by this Vaidhi Bhakti, anyone cannot receive the highest goal of our life, Braja Bhakti. So Krishna is thinking. आपने ना कहिए धर्म सिखाना मिल जाए, यही तो सिद्धांत गीता भागवत का है। कृष्ण इज थिंकिंग आपने ना कहिए धर्म, ओ आई विल हैव टू फॉलो माई सेल्फ टू टीच द होल वर्ल्ड। इफ आई एम नॉट डूइंग प्रैक्टिसिंग भक्ति योग इन माई दिस फॉर्म श्री सच्चिदानंद गौरहरि, I cannot do. Anyone cannot follow me. In Gita it has been told also, jat jat acharati shrestha tad tad eva itaro jana. Sva jat pramanam kurute lokastad mundana. That in this world I will have to follow dharma, practice of bhakti yoga myself, and then I can preach and other can accept, otherwise no. Those who are not serious in this, only preaching, then it is karma, creative karma, not bhakti. You'll have to follow and practice yourself. So Chaitanya Krishna is thinking that I will have come in the form of any sadhak bhakta. Sadhak bhakta means?
Like a practitioner.
Practitioner bhakta. And that is why he came in the womb of Sri Sachi Devi. So, by Bhakti Bhakti, you can go up to heavenly planet, more than Brahmalok, more than that, Vaikuntha, not more than that. But Braj Prem is very beyond than this. Manjari, you should come here. You, Manjari. Have you a piano or anything? Any arrangement? Prabhu. Lalita, have you brought? Where Lalita? Oh, from tomorrow you will have to bring any instrument. Jai Kunj Bihari.
Thank you.
the life, the goal of our life and all. In fourth chapter, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Prem Nam Pracharite, Ei Avatar, Satyai Hetu, Kinto Iho Bahiranga, Ar Ek Hetu Suna Ache Antaranga. It has been told in third chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach Prem and Nam Sankirtan all over the world. Though it has been written and it is true, but it is second religion, not prominent. You can read the explanation of Swamiji, purport of Swamiji. Don't think that he has only come to preach name Sankirtan as he did everywhere. He established preaching center for Namahatta, Nam Sankirtan. This is second. It is okay, but second. What is prominent, you should hear. Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is Lord of Lords. In a second, he can demolish whole universe and create new one, and again new one. Very powerful. Very powerful. What is judgment? Preach Yug Dharma. His what? His manifestation. They preach. Nam and Sankirtan. Advaitacharya could have preached Nam Sankirtan. Even the manifestations of Kshirodasai and Garbhodasai. They can preach Nam and Sankirtan. But Brajaparam they cannot give. It is only in the hand of Nanda Nanda. Especially it depends on the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Without his power, Radhika, he cannot do nothing. He can wish. He can wish, and then who will complete? Radhika will. So, Krishna has killed Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kansa? No, Krishna has not done. Who finished them? Oh, Vishnu. Mahavishnu. But it seems that Krishna is doing. Krishna is only playing food, playing with gopis. And taking the love of Santa, Dasa, Sakh, Vatsal and Madhu. Only. Especially, in Kesho, he is
teenage form.
Teenage form. Kesho, it is permanent. All are not prominent.
Not eternal.
Krishna has no birth in Golok Vrindavan, only in, it seems in, these are Naimittik Leela. But only to play with the gopis with Rasa and other dances. This is Nitya Leela. You know that in Ashtakaliya Leela, you know?
Eightfold pastimes of Krishna.
No birth of Krishna, no Vatsalya, no Sakya, nothing. Only what? Or he is playing with gopis. Nothing else. So, the demons which are killed, it seems by Krishna, but really Krishna not doing. He has forgotten all his duty. Only playing with gopis or bright gopis. So Krishna is thinking, how I can fulfill my desire? Prem nirjas. Prem ras nirjas karite aspadan. Ragmar bhakti loke karite pracharan. Rasik shekhar Krishna param karun. Ei dui hetu. Haite ichha rurga. Krishna is very causeless merciful. Causeless merciful than anyone. More than Narayan, more than Mathuresh Krishna, Dwarkesh Krishna, even is more causeless merciful. Nandanandan, Jasodanandan, Radha Kanta, Gopi Vallabha is more superior. He is very kind, causeless, merciful, and Param Karun. Param Karun is very merciful. And Rasik Shekhar, enjoyment of?
Enjoyer
of all rasas. And that is why two wishes came in his heart. Prem Ras Nirjas Karite Aswadan. To relish
essence.
Prem, essence of love, and Ragmarg Bhakti Karte Prachar. To preach Ragmarg Bhakti. We'll have to know what is Raganuga. Before this, you'll have to know what is a rag. What is rag? The love, pure love and affection of Mother Jasoda, Nanda Baba, Subal Sridham, Madhumangal, especially gopis. Very pure, extreme pure. Their love and affection to Krishna, it is called rag. Understand? What is rag? Continue?
Spontaneous.
You can tell.
Rag means spontaneous, without any cause, naturally flowing, spontaneous love, spontaneous devotion, spontaneous service, no practice required, no result required, it's just natural. It's
you? Can you?
Me?
No, no, no. Good. Sundar Gopal.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad defines rag as follows. Ishte svarasiki raga parama vishtata bhavet. Tanmaya bhavet bhakti yasa ragat nikodita. The spontaneous flow of affection in the hearts of the residents in Braj, including the animals, such as the deer, parrots, and so on, which gives rise to an unquenchable thirst to serve one's Ishtadev, that is Sri Krishna, that is known as rag.
Again, repeat. Yes or no? Here, attentively.
The deep sentiments that exist within the hearts of the residents of Braj, including the animals such as the parrots, deers, and so on, which gives rise to a spontaneous and very intense absorption in the object of one's love, namely Sri Krishna. That is known as rag. And services that are performed, such as stringing garlands and other types of seva, with that kind of rag, is known as ragatmik bhakti.
Yes. So, the love and affection which are in Brajavasi, especially in Subal Siddham, all friends, Gwalba, Mother Jasoda, and Nanda Baba, especially in his gopis, especially in the group of gopis, especially in the Radhika. This is rag. When heart is colored with love and affection, it is called rag. Like tambul rag. If you take betel nut, everywhere it will be ready. If you give any white cloth in
dye,
oh, it will be ready. Very hard to remove. So, the rag, the love and affection, the color of that gopi's heart are colored, then it is called rag. And what is raganuga? In this world, if anyone follows, oh, that ragatmik jan, in which continuous flow of bhakti is there, like Nanda Baba, Jasoda and others and gopis. When we want to follow them, and really we follow them with rag. Here what rag? Oh, that is called rati. Rati means bhav. When Shuddha Sattva comes in our heart through Radhika and his associates, then it is called Shuddha Sattva. And when Shuddha Sattva will come, we will have a rati. Not before that. We could not even think of Parkiya mood. We should follow all these principles, automatically it will come. No use of
imagination.
Don't do anything in imagination. So those who are falling in this world, like Rupa Goswami, Smaran Krishna Janan Chasya Ist Samayitam Tat Tat Bhav. What is the meaning?
Hare Krishna. So, now Srila Gurudev wants to explain how to obtain Raganuga Bhakti. And whoever Raganuga Bhakti, what they will do. Krishna Maran Jana, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is explaining this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna Maran Jana Chasya Prasthangya Samihitam Tat Tat Patharatas Chasal Kurjad Vasam Vraje Sada. Krishna Maran Jana Chasya. We have to remember Krishna. Not only that, moreover, we remember his associates. What kind of associates? In Braj, three types of rasas are prominent. Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhur. Who have hankering for Sakha ras, they remember Krishna and his sakhas, headed by Subal, Madhumangal, etc. And they will remember at Krishna's gopa base and how Krishna and Sakha, they're ridiculing each other, they remember all these things. And who has intense greed in their heart for parental mood, headed by Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba. And before in this world, whoever want to have that mood, then remember Bal Gopal Krishna along with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Oh, Krishna is a small baby. He could not do himself anything without the help of Mother Yashoda. Moreover, who has intense greed in their heart to serve Krishna in paramount mood like gopis, what they will do? They will always remember Krishna like Brajavesh Venukar, Natavar Ves and Peacock Feather and Flute, and always leaning towards Radhika, and remember more about Krishna than to gopis. By this way, they have to remember Krishna Manan Janantasya Prestham Niya Samahitam, and who is more closer than them have to remember them. And more, what to do more? Taktat Katha Ratas Chaso have to be absorbed always. Taktat Katha means Krishna Katha. Which Katha? For Sakharas, they always engage themselves to hearing Sakharas Katha. And for Vatsala mood, for parental mood, they always engage themselves the listening of glory of Mother Yashodananda along with Krishna. And whoever wants to be paramount mood like gopis, then remember Krishna along with, they have to do Harikatha and listen Harikatha of gopis, the pastimes related with gopis. And what to do more? Kurjad Vasang Braj Yashoda have to be always in Braj, not other place. Now someone can think, how is it possible to be Braj? There's so many people, how can they adjust in Braj? Here Braj means Brajdham, Navadip, Jayanathu, etc. But prominence of Braj. So if you think, oh, so many billions of people in this world, how they can fit in Braj? The Krishna's Dham has such power, it can expand and smaller. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained in his commentary, only during Krishna's Rasdan, 300 million gopis are there. Then how can you imagine? Then how it is possible? In the same way, if you have desire, Dham will arrange everything for you. If not possible for you, you are not qualified to be in Braj for always, then must have to live in Braj by your mind. Wherever you may be, always think about Braj. If you do so, then your Raganuga Bhakti will be fruitful and your life will be successful. Then you can attain Braj Bhakti one day by causeless mercy of Gurudev, be in Braj, and gradually will be associates of divine couple and serve there eternally. Hare Krishna.
Why I am explaining this Raganuga Marga? By bhakti, by the bhakti, you cannot achieve this supreme goal of our your life. Never, in millions of births, you will have to follow one day Raganuga, this process. But you should know that you are very much fortunate. Krishna is very merciful. That anyhow you have accepted the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. If you will read any book of Rupa Goswami, if you will read thoroughly Chaitanya Charitamrita, at once a greed will come to serve Krishna like gopis. Must. This line is so. If you are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti through these, your Vaidhi Bhakti sooner it will be transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. If you will read the life history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is this? Only Krishna Prem, Krishna Prem. Rag Marga, not Rag Marga, but Ragatmi. We should try to follow without this. qualified for that. Only the devotees who will hear all these things from bona fide guru or bona fide wisdom. Krishna is thinking that what pastimes I have done in Krishna form, very pitiful and sweet. But I cannot know the pranay mahima, means the glory of Radha's highest plane, prem, sneh, maan, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, adirud, more than that, madanakha, mohanakha, divyon maan. They are infant, but sometimes angry with Krishna and telling him, thief.
Cheater.
So many words they are abusing Krishna in so many ways. In this way, in that stage, we will have to serve Radhika, like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, internally and
externally.
And by this method, we can have that thing. Then our aim and object will come. Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. He is unparalleled, beautiful and sweet. But when he sees Radhika, what becomes? Bedu parar nipatita. Flute comes from his hand. Peacock feather and his pitambar means yellow dress, slips from his body, and even he becomes faint by the kataksh, by the crooked eyes of Radhika. Krishna feeling somewhat separation mood for Radhika, but he does not become faint. Because he has so many friends, so many devotees in the whole world, so many parikars. And gopis have left everything for Krishna. Their husband, their chastity and other things for Krishna. So he took the beauty and mood of Radhika and he tested it in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is really aim and object of our whole devotion. But how to achieve? You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it has been written, Yugodharma pravartam hai ansahaite. Nowadays Kali Yuga, there is permanency of Nam Sankirtan, and it is Yugodharma. Even the manifestations of Garbhadasai and Khirodasai can preach name Sankirtan, but they cannot give Krishna prayer. It has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think that it will be better to bring the
English edition of Swamiji.
Swamiji, that what he has written.
Anybody has that, please?
Oh, from tomorrow. From tomorrow, you should bring. You should bring tomorrow. तो युगधर्म प्रवर्तन है अनसहिते अमाबिना अन्य नारे ब्रज प्रेम हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण कैन गिव ब्रज प्रेम एनी अदर कैन और हिज एसोसिएट्स लाइक रूप टू होम चैतन्य महाप्रभु इंस्पायर्ड they can do. Our Guru Parampara in Raganuga Marga, they can be. Sakal jagate more kare vidhi bhakti brajbhav paite nahi shakti. In this world, there are 84 class of species of life. 84, right?
8.4 million. 8.4 million.
Kinds of?
Species.
In this, human life is very rare, about 4 lakhs. And those who are bhakta, very rare in this. Manishyanam sahasres. Pasit jatat siddhaye siddhanam muktanam.
Jatami siddhanam kusti vitti tattata.
Only rare persons in this. In lakhs and then millions of persons. Only rare one is doing bhakta. And they are doing only Vaidhi Bhakti. But by this Vaidhi Bhakti, anyone cannot receive the highest goal of our life, Braja Bhakti. So Krishna is thinking. Aapani na kaiye dharma sikhana na jaye. Ehi to siddhant Gita Bhagavat ka hai. Krishna is thinking. Aapani na kaiye dharma. I will have to follow myself to teach the whole world. If I am not doing practicing bhakti yoga in my this form, Sri Satyanandan Gaurari, I cannot do. Anyone cannot follow me. In Gita it has been told also, jat jat acharati sreshta tad tad eva itaro jana sa jat pramanam kurute lokastadu. That in this world I will have to follow dharma, practice of bhakti yoga myself, and then I can preach and other kind of otherwise no. Those who are not serious in this, only preaching, then it is karma, creative karma, not bhakti. You'll have to follow. And practice yourself. So Krishna is thinking that I will have come in the form of any sadhak bhakta. Sadhak bhakta means?
Like a practitioner.
Practitioner bhakta. And that is why he came in the form of Sri Sachi Devi. So by bhakti bhakti, you can go up to heavenly planet, more than Brahmalok, more than that, Vaikuntha, not more than that. But Braj Prem is very beyond than this. Manjari, you should come here. You, Manjari, Have you a piano or anything? Any arrangement? Prabhu?
Keyboard, anybody has any keyboard?
Lalita? Have you brought? Where Lalita? Oh, from tomorrow you will have to bring any instrument. Jai Kunj Bihari. come to our point, the life, the goal of our life in love. In fourth chapter, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been told, Premnam Pracharite, Ei Avatar, Satya Ei Hetu, Kinto Iho Bahirunga, Ar Ek Hetu Suna Ache Antaranga. It has told in third chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to preach Prem and Nam Sankirtan all over the world. Though it has been written and it is true, but it is secondary religion, not prominent. You can read the explanation of Swamiji, purport of Swamiji. Don't think that he has only come to preach name Sankirtan as he did everywhere. He established preaching center for Namahatta, Nam Sankirtan. This is second. It is okay, but secondary. What is prominent, you should hear. Swayam Bhagavan, Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is Lord of Lords. In a second, he can demolish whole universe and create new one, and again new one. Very powerful. Very powerful. But he does not preach Yug Dharma. He is what? His manifestations, they preach, Nam and Sankirtan. Advaitacharya could have preached Nam Sankirtan. Even the manifestations of Kshirodasai and Garbhodasai, they can preach Nam and Sankirtan. But Brajaparam they cannot give. It is only in the hand of Nanda Nanda. Especially it depends on the mercy of Srimati Radhika. Without his power, Radhika, he cannot do nothing. He can wish. He can wish, and then who will complete? Radhika will complete. So Krishna has killed Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kansa? No, Krishna has not done. Who finished them? Oh, Vishnu. Mahavishnu. But it seems that Krishna is doing. Krishna is only playing fool, playing with gopis. And taking the love of Shanta, Dasa, Shak, Vatsal and Mandu. Only. Especially, in Kesho,
his teenage form.
Kesho, it is permanent. All are not prominent.
Not eternal.
Krishna has no birth in Golok Vrindavan, only in, it seems in, these are Naimittik Leela. But only to play with the gopis with Ras and other dances. This is Nitya Leela. You know that in Ashtakaliya Leela, you know?
Eightfold pastimes of Krishna.
No birth of Krishna, no Vatsalya, no Sakya, nothing. Only what? He is playing with gopis. Nothing else. So, the demons which are killed, it seems by Krishna, but really Krishna not doing. He has forgotten all his duty. Only playing with gopis or bright gopis. So Krishna is thinking, how I can fulfill my desire? Prem nirjas. Prem ras nirjas koite aspadan. Ragmar bhakti loke koite pracharan. Rasik shekhar Krishna parama karun. Ei dui hetu haite ichha rurga. Krishna is very godless, merciful. Godless, merciful than anyone. More than Narayan, more than Mathuresh Krishna, Dwarkesh Krishna, even. Is more godless, merciful. Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radha Kanta, Gopi Vallabha is more superior. He is very kind. Godless, merciful, and Param Karun. Param Karun is very merciful. And Rasik Shekhar, enjoyment of?
Enjoyer
of all rasas. And that is why two wishes came in his heart. Prem ras nirja karite aswadan. To relish. Relish prem, essence of love. And ragmar bhakti karte prachar. To preach ragmar bhakti. We'll have to know what is ragmar. Raganuga. Before this, you will have to know what is a rag. What is rag? The love, pure love and affection of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Subal Siddham, Madhumangal, especially gopis. Very pure, extreme pure. Their love affection to Krishna, it is called rag. Understand? What is rag?
Spontaneous.
Continue?
Spontaneous.
Oh, you can tell.
Rag means spontaneous, without any cause. Naturally flowing, spontaneous love, spontaneous devotion, spontaneous service, no practice required, no result required, it's just natural.
It's you? Can you?
Me?
No, then. Go. Sundar Gopal.
In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad defines rag as follows. Ishte svarasiki raga parama vishtata bhavet. Tanmaya bhavet bhakti yasa ragat nikodita. The spontaneous flow of affection in the hearts of the residents in Braj, including the animals, such as the deer, parrots, and so on, which gives rise to an unquenchable thirst to serve one's Ishadev, that is Sri Krishna, that is known as rag.
Again, repeat. Yes or no? Here, attentively.
The deep sentiments that exist within the hearts of the residents of Braj, including the animals such as the parrots, deers, and so on, which gives rise to a spontaneous and very intense absorption in the object of one's love, namely Sri Krishna. That is known as rag. And services that are performed, such as stringing garlands and other types of seva, with that kind of rag, is known as ragatmik bhakti.
Yes. So, the love and affection which are in Brajavasi, especially in Subal Siddham, all friends, Gwalba, Mother Jasoda and Nanda Baba, especially in his gopis, especially in the group of gopis, especially in the Radhika. This is wrong. When heart is colored with love and affection, it is called raw, like tambul raw. If you take betel nut, everywhere it will be reddish. If you give any white cloth in
dye,
oh, it will be reddish, very hard to remove. So the raag, the love and affection, the color of that gopi's heart are colored, then it is called raag. And what is raganuga? In this world, if anyone follows, oh, that ragatmik jan, in which, oh, this and continuous flow of bhakti is there, like Nanda Baba, Jasoda and others and gopis. When we want to follow them, and really we follow them with raag, here what raag? Oh, that is called rati. Rati means bhav. When Shuddha Satta comes in our heart through Radhika and his associates, then it is called Shuddha Satta. And when Shuddha Satta will come, we will have Rati. Not before that, we could not even think of Parkiya mood. We should follow all these principles, automatically it will come. No use of
imagination.
Don't do anything imagination. So those who are falling in this world, like Rupa Goswami, Smaran Krishna Janan Chasya Ist Samayhitam Tat Tat Bhav. What is the meaning?
Hare Krishna. So, now Srila Gurudev wants to explain how to obtain Raganuga Bhakti, and whoever Raganuga Bhakti, what they will do. Krishna Maran Jana, Srila Rupa Goswami Pada is explaining this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Krishna Maran Jana Chasya Prasthamrija Samihitam Tat Tat Katharatas Chasya Kurjad Vasandra Jaya Sada. Krishna Maran Jana Chasya. We have to remember Krishna. Not only that, moreover, we remember his associates. What kind of associates? In Braj, three types of rasas are prominent: Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhur. Who have hankering for Sakha ras, they remember Krishna and his sakhas, headed by Subal, Madhumangal, etc. And they will remember at Krishna's Gopa base, and how Krishna and Sakha, they are ridiculing each other, they remember all these things. And who has intense greed in their heart for parental mood, headed by Yashoda Maiya and Nanda Baba. And before in this world, we all want to have that mood, then remember Bal Gopal Krishna along with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. Oh, Krishna is a small baby, he could not do himself anything without the help of Mother Yashoda. Moreover, who has intense greed in their heart to serve Krishna in paramount mood like gopis, what they will do? They will always remember Krishna like Vrajavesh Venukar, Natavar Ves and Peacock Feather and Flute, and always leaning towards Radhika, and remember more of Krishna than to gopis. By this way, they have to remember Krishna Maran Jarantasya Prestham Niya Samihitam, and who is more closer than them have to remember them. And more, what to do more? Taktat Katha Ratas Chaso have to be absorbed always. Taktat Katha means Krishna Katha. Which Katha? For Sakharas, they always engage themselves to hearing Sakharas Katha. And for Vatsala mood, for parental mood, they always engage themselves the listening of glory of Mother Yashodananda along with Krishna. And whoever wants to be paramount mood like gopis, then remember Krishna along with, they have to do Harikatha and listen Harikatha of gopis, the pastimes related with gopis. And what to do more? Kurjad Basam Braja Yashoda have to be always in Braj, not other place. Now someone can think, how is it possible to be Braj? There's so many people, how can they adjust in Braj? Here Braj means Brajidham, Navadip, Jayanathu, etc. But prominence of Braj. So if you think, oh, so many billions of people in this world, how they can fit in Braj? The Krishna's Dham has such power, it can expand and smaller. Srila Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur has explained in his commentary, only during Krishna's Rajdhan, 300 million gopis are there. Then how can you imagine? Then how it is possible? In the same way, if you have desire, Dham will arrange everything for you. If not possible for you, you are not qualified to be in Braj for always, then must have to live in Braj by your mind. Wherever you maybe always think about Braj. If you do so, then your Raganga Bhakti will be fruitful and your life will be successful. Then you can attain Braj Bhakti one day by causeless mercy of Gurudev, be in Braj, and gradually will be associates of divine couple and serve there eternally. Hare Krishna.
Why I am explaining this Raganga Marga? By Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, you cannot achieve this supreme goal of your life. Never, in millions of births, you will have to follow one day Raganuga, this process. But you should know that you are very much fortunate. Krishna is very merciful. That anyhow you have accepted the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. If you will read any book of Rupa Goswami, if you will read thoroughly Chaitanya Charitamrita, at once a greed will come to serve Krishna like gopis. Must. This line is so. If you are practicing Vaidhi Bhakti through these, your Vaidhi Bhakti sooner it will be transformed into Raganuga Bhakti. If you will read the life history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is this? Only Krishna Prem, Krishna Prem. Rag Marga, not Rag Marga, but Ragatmi. We should try to follow without this.